where next? Said the doctor, fussing with the TARDIS controls, his face lit by the eerie pale glow from the central column. What about that spaceship? Said Martha. That spaceship, agreed the doctor. He began to set the coordinates, then stopped to look back up at her. Which spaceship? Well, that spaceship you were telling me about, when we were waiting to be executed. She rolled her eyes. Just a minute ago. The doctor's eyes narrowed. Oh, that spaceship, he said after a moment. Come on, she said. You said it was brilliant. Well, it was, literally. The Starship Brilliant. Luxury passenger thing in space. But I only told you about it to take your mind off, well, you know. He drew a finger quickly across his neck. Yeah, but come on, said Martha. You said nobody knew what happened to it, not even you. Well, no, he said. Not exactly. I mean, there are theories. It could have fallen into a black hole or crashed into a giant space squid. Oh, come on, said Martha. You know you want to. It's a mystery. Yeah, well, the doctor thrust a hand into the trouser pocket of his suit. Exploring a spaceship that you know is going to vanish forever probably be a bit dangerous. Dangerous and reckless. Dangerous and reckless and irresponsible. So we're going, she said. It'll bother me if we don't, he said, busy now with coordinates and the helmic regulator. But there are some rules, important ones. One, we can't get involved with anyone we meet. Two, we absolutely cannot change anything. Right. And three, his eyes sparkled. Oh, what's the use, he said, and plunged the lever to send them hurtling back in time. Honestly, it'll be fine, began Martha. The huge explosion cut her short. She was thrown off her feet and hurled across the TARDIS console to crash hard into the metal mesh floor. Typical, she thought, as everything faded to black. Martha's jeans and jacket dug into her skin. She felt hot and heady, and the floor was trembling beneath her. Sore and a little bit fragile, she dared to look around. Dark, industrial, noisy, not the TARDIS. She closed her eyes again. When she next awoke, she found the doctor crouched beside her, grinning encouragingly. Her head throbbed and her limbs felt shaky, so she checked herself over for concussion.